From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump arrived in Beijing Wednesday. It's his first visit as president to a nation that has been a focus of his drive to secure jobs at home. Trade will top the agenda, but also North Korea. White House officials say the president intends to press China to push the North to abandon its nuclear program. China is North Korea's closest ally and top trading partner. In addition to the North Korean nuclear crisis, Trump will also press his Chinese hosts on the country's massive trade surplus with the United States. And in a separate development, negotiators for both countries signed up to 20 deals worth $9 billion. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will likely meet later this week at the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. It begins Friday in Da Nang, Vietnam. The Kremlin said Trump and Putin may hold a more extensive one-on-one meeting at some point, but no specific date has been set. The Trump administration announced it's implementing changes that will channel economic activities away from Cuba's security infrastructure and impose travel and business limitations on Americans who travel there. Americans planning to visit the island nation will have to travel with organized tour groups operated by American companies. And thousands of people gathered in Barcelona Wednesday to demand the release of Catalan leaders and activists. Pro-independence protesters obstructed major highways, roads, and railway lines Wednesday in Spain's Catalonia region as part of a general strike in protest of the detention of expelled Catalan government officials. This is VOA News.